these programs that you attend, you're actually getting paid. So you don't pay to become. You're not spending money investing to learn a trade. They're actually paying you as you learn the trade. A lot of facilities have sign-on bonuses, and they range anywhere from $1,000, $5,000 to $10,000 to sign on to work.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Malpe. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, we'll be discussing a career that can give you a return on the investment you make in education. A career that, if you handle your money well, can put you on the road to financial success and freedom. My special guests are Sally Martin and RJ Picciano. Sally Marty is a nurse and was awarded the 2020 Dialysis Healthcare Worker of the Year Award by the Ohio Renal Association. RJ Picciano is president of BONINT, which is the Board of Nephrology Examiners Nursing Technology. Both of these women love what they do and are happy to share with you their insights on a career in dialysis care that offers advancement, opportunity, good pay, and you can enter it without going to school for a long time. So if you think you can't do nursing because of the amount of time and education it takes, listen on. Welcome to the program, Sally and RJ.
Thanks for having us.
Sally was awarded this wonderful award. What is it about her that deserved that award?
Sally is a very compassionate, very understanding person. She's great with the patients. She takes the time to listen to them. And when they have any type of issue, she follows through with it. You know, she gives that issue the attention that it deserves. She's well-liked by her coworkers, and she's an awesome resource, which I even use myself.
And you really need to be a caring person to be in this profession.
I think you need to be very compassionate. These people are coming to you because they have an issue that we can take care of. It's a lifelong illness unless they get a transplant. But if they come to us in chronic, we see them 3 times a week, you know, at least 4 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. So we see them probably more than their own family sees them.
Wow. So you really get to know your patients very, very well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dialysis is a treatment that filters and purifies the blood using a machine. It basically helps people stay alive when the kidneys can't do their job. Am I right on that?
Correct.
Okay. So you basically care for people and you deal with a lot of blood and needles. And I'm assuming that you're used to that.
Yes.
And it doesn't bother you. Not at this point.
No.
But for lots of people, they're afraid of dealing with a lot of blood and needles. And many people are calling you guys heroes because it takes a lot of courage to do what you do, especially in this time. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would say really it takes the courage to be on the other side of that needle. You know, not for us who are caring for the patients. We've received the adequate training. We're comfortable in what we do. But to be that patient takes the courage. Especially in these times with coronavirus, our patients are very susceptible to infections. And so we're not the courageous ones. It's definitely the patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you are, and I know that many, many people in this community are very, very grateful that you're putting yourself on the line. So for a lot of people that are not able to say thank you, look you in the eye and say thank you, I'm saying thank you to you now.
Well, you're very welcome.
Sally, you're a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've been a nurse for over 40 years.
Yes.
It's a long time. If you had a son or daughter that was considering becoming a dialysis nurse, what would you tell them?
At one point in time, the artificial kidneys were reprocessed and reused for that particular patient. And my son actually worked in that reuse department for a few years as he earned money for college. My other son and daughter are not medical people. And, you know, I think if you know clearly that needles and the sight of blood are something that just are never going to happen for you, then I would not press somebody who has that strong gut reaction to those things. But my encouragement to anyone interested in a healthcare career is to look at dialysis, look at the field, the science of it. It's amazing, really, the changes I have seen in the over 30 years that I've been in the field of dialysis. The advancement is just dramatic in how we care for patients and what's available to them. And also to look at the continuity of care, that we are afforded the opportunity to be with patients three times a week for hopefully many, many years, because patients can live, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, some longer. That may not be the norm, the 20 years. The average life expectancy is probably more in the 3 to 5 year range for some patients. But that opportunity to become involved in a patient's life and care and the continuity, the rewards are just immense.
Why didn't you think that more, even nurses, get involved with dialysis care?
Part of the issue is there are many specialties in the area of medicine. You know, I think the other thing is that there is a stigma. When I asked to transfer from a medical surgical floor, I actually put in to go to cardiac care. I liked the heart. It was logical. You know, the blood goes from here to here to here. The director of nursing said, I don't have any openings in cardiac, but come and see the dialysis unit with me. And that was in 1978, and I never looked back. At the time, people said to me, how could you go to dialysis? That's so depressing. These people are so sick. And I remember something I learned. I did do hospice nursing for 5 years, and the medical director said, Sally, most everything that we do when we're treating our patients, or if you think about it in life, you weigh the benefit to the burden. If you knew the benefits of working with this group of patients compared to the burden of the sadness or the hardship that you see, the benefit far outweighs the burden.
Mm-hmm. Sally, what are some of the challenges that you have faced but didn't quite anticipate when you got into this?
Probably more in recent years. I work at Centers for Dialysis Care at our West 25th Street in Cleveland location. And I'd say for a lot of dialysis patients, not just at our clinic, but many areas, it's the socioeconomic strains on the patient. Many of them have not a lot to deal with as far as money, food. There's also language barrier issues. I really didn't anticipate that, you know, coming from Amherst and working in Amherst and Elyria most of my career. Really didn't see that. But it is a challenge. That and also the psychological needs and the effects of having a chronic illness like end-stage renal disease on the patients and the amount of inner strength and energy you need to pull from yourself to be able to help these patients. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot, mm-hmm. but again, the reward is far, far worth, you know, any effort that you have to put forth.
Without telling any names, is there a particular patient that you can remember that really you felt like, this is why I'm doing this?
Just give me a minute. There are many, but I have to tell you this little story about a patient a few years ago. And I had lost a lot of weight. This patient kept saying, are you okay? He was very concerned about me. And I said, I'm fine. He asked me to get him something from the vending machine one day. And I said, well, I would, but it's not working. I wanted some pretzels, and I couldn't get any pretzels out of the machine. So for the next several treatments, he brought me bags of pretzels. Then he went to my manager and said, do you think I should bring Sally some groceries? And I kid you not, this patient had nothing. They would give their life for us. That's enough payment for anything that's been difficult.
Well, I know a lot of people are very hesitant to do nursing, And I think that a lot of people get into nursing because they know that there's jobs out there. They know that the pay is good, but the pay is probably not going to be enough reason, I think, to at least stay in this field.
And I think what you learn from the patients, besides kindness, is you learn about courage and perseverance. And really, you receive life lessons from the patients and their families and each other.
So there's a lot more than the financial reward here at stake. RJ, so what do you think the major differences are between a technician and a nurse?
Everybody has a scope of practice. The nurses have a scope of practice, and the technicians have a scope of practice. And we are under the RN. So they supervise us. They can delegate tasks to us, and that we do. But independently, we can cannulate, we can set up machines, we discontinue dialysis, we can apply oxygen. There are things that we can do.
Cannulate.
Insert needles? Sorry.
Yeah, that's a new term for me, and I'm sure for many of our listeners, too.
So, but all these things, and what I get excited about is this. When I started, they wanted you to have a bachelor's. I hold a bachelor's degree. Now, you only have to have a high school diploma. Then you go ahead and you go to a training program, and there are several facilities that are approved training programs with the state of Ohio. We have DaVita, we have Fresenius, Ohio Renal Care, we have the Center for Dialysis, et cetera, et cetera. And these programs, you're actually getting paid. So you don't pay to become. You're not spending money investing to learn a trade. They're actually paying you as you learn the trade.
And how long does that training take?
It can go anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks. It depends on the program and on the company that you go to work for.
Okay, so that's very short-term training. They're paying you to train, and at the end of it, are there jobs out there?
Yes, well, you're actually working. You can go ahead and we'll use CDC, since I'm familiar with that, which is the Center for Dialysis Care. I don't want anybody to think that.
Center for Disease Control.
Correct. So they apply. They go through a vetting process. But once they are accepted into our class, then they go through the class, and they are working with someone. They have a preceptor. So they already have the job.
So this is really great for somebody that really loves to learn by doing. Not just sitting in front of in a classroom, hearing a lecture, but you actually get involved right from the get-go.
Correct?
Yeah,
correct.
It's very hands-on.
It is all hands-on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can expect to get how much pay during this time?
Okay, so the average pay is anywhere from $13 to $16 an hour.
Okay, and can they progress beyond that?
Yes. You know, I work, it's an outpatient clinic. But people can also work in the hospital. There is acute dialysis that technicians can do, and hospitals have a tendency, their pay is a little higher than probably the chronic units. So there's different, it's just not in a hemo unit.
If you had a son, daughter, nephew that wanted to become a technician, what are the three things they could do like today, this week, in order to start their career in this area?
First of all, I would say get your resume together or update your resume. That would be the first thing I would do. The second thing I would do is tell them to go to either Glassdoor or Indeed.com because there's tons of job listings for that. And the third thing I would do is to have them send their resume to those places or start, you know, looking at the local facilities, whether it's a DaVita facility, U.S. Renal Care facility, wherever you are, you know, calling them and see if they have any openings.
Normally, as a career counselor, I ask people to actually visit places. You can get all kinds of information online, but sometimes walking into a place is really makes a big difference. But I'm sure that in this time of COVID, that might be kind of complicated.
There is, but you can take a virtual tour of a dialysis center online.
Can you really?
Yes. There are virtual tours where it will take you through, and you, so you can see the inside of what a clinic looks like. You can actually see different procedures that are being done. you know, people inserting needles. I mean, you can see that.
Okay. I could probably Google that.
Correct.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yes. A lot of facilities have sign-on bonuses, and they range anywhere from $1,000, $5,000 to $10,000 to sign on to work. I think one of the stipulations is that you probably have to stay there a minimum of 1 year. Also, from day one, you get full-time benefits, and that includes health insurance, paid vacations, you know, depending on the company that you work for. Of course, they vary from facility to facility.
And actually, in vacation, it's for our company, it's 210 hours a year. I would like to say there's also tuition reimbursement. That is $1,500 a year. Now, this is our company, but probably relatively similar at other companies. That $1,500 a year can be for any form of education that you're pursuing. If you choose to pursue nursing as a career, that tuition reimbursement is $5,000 a year, which can be very helpful if you're not able to fund independently your education.
RJ and Sally, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having us.
If you'd like more information on getting started in a career in dialysis, you can contact RJ directly at president@bonnet.org. You can find her contact information as well as more information about other dialysis training centers in the show notes below. Maybe this isn't for you, but it might be for somebody else. Please feel free to pass on this podcast or the information below to someone else who might be interested in a career in dialysis care. Finally, if you need more help in finding a career or a college major that's right for you, email me at radiowannabe.com/contact. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on radiowannabe.com. Until next time, I'm Janet Maltby. Thanks for listening.